A 16-year-old Juno boy was killed when he fell off a mountain yesterday near the Mendenhall Glacier in Juno. Rescuers this morning reached the body of Cameron Clark at about the 3,500-foot level of Mount McGinnis, a 4,200-foot peak accessed by the popular West Glacier Trail about 15 miles from downtown Juno. Trooper Chris Ums says a helicopter search team located Clark's body with infrared about 9:30 last night.
Kind of an avalanche chute that's on the backside of Mount McGinnis. It's approximately maybe 500-600 feet below the top of the mountain.
Heavy low clouds, fog, and wet conditions prevented rescuers from retrieving the body until this morning. At 5 a.m., four Juno Mountain rescue climbers were airlifted to 500 feet below Clark's body, then hiked up and carried the boy down the steep, rocky slope to an area where a helicopter could land. The search for Clark began yesterday afternoon after troopers received a call from the boy's father. Clark had been hiking McGinnis with two other boys. They stopped for lunch at the top. Clark put his pack on the ground and it rolled down the back side of the mountain. The boys told rescuers that Clark climbed down to get it but did not return. They yelled into the fog and got no response, went to look for him, and then called his father on a cell phone. Bruce Bowler of Sea Dogs was operations manager at the rescue scene.
It was an extremely difficult search. It was a highly technical search. The majority of the operation was on rope. We had the helicopter the first of the mountain rescue folks up to somewhere between 3,400, 3,600 feet on a 4,300-foot mountain, and they had to up climb because of the clouds, the fog. The visibility was very, very low, so they had tough searching situation. It was wet, it was gnarly, it was slippery.
Bowler says no one was injured in the search. The 16-year-old had just completed his sophomore year at Thunder Mountain High School.